This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hundreds dead in Turkey and Syria after a powerful earthquake hit this morning. 7.8 magnitude. More than 600 people killed. Hundreds still believed to be trapped. Rescue workers are searching for survivors. Buildings knocked down. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in southeast Turkey. Here at home, we've got the Grammy winners for you.
Harry Styles and Beyonce were the big winners at the Grammys last night. Harry's House by Harry Styles won the big award, Album of the Year. Beyonce now has 32 Grammys, more than anyone ever. She broke the record previously held by conductor George Solti.
I'll keep you warm.
Samara Joy won Best New Artist. Lizzo won Record of the Year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A warming trend is continuing in the eastern U.S. after that cold snap. The AP's Julie Walker.
The extreme cold that gripped the Northeast gives way to more seasonal weather, with above-average temperatures expected during the week. Temperatures in many areas of the Northeast climbed to the mid-40s Sunday. Even New Hampshire's Mount Washington, where it was minus 47, climbed to 18. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
We do expect the temperatures to be above average for the upcoming week across a good part of the country, especially the Northeast.
A big difference from Saturday's record-breaking cold. I'm Julie Walker.
China is accusing the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force after the U.S. military shot down that suspected Chinese spy balloon Saturday. Beijing says it's lodged a formal complaint with the U.S. embassy, saying the U.S. overreacted to what it says was a weather balloon that accidentally blew off course. A new AP poll finds that just 37% of Democrats want President Biden to run for re-election. Many who responded to the poll say they think his age is a liability. He's 80. This is AP News. Now to Russia's President Putin and what he reportedly said about Ukraine's president.
A former Israeli leader involved in earlier talks aimed at preventing Russia's war with Ukraine says he secured a promise the Ukrainian president would not be killed. In an interview, former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says Russian President Vladimir Putin promised him he would not take out his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. Bennett's words say he asked again, and Putin declared, "I won't kill Zelensky." Bennett says he then notified the Ukrainian president, who later went on national TV and said he wasn't afraid. Bennett, who served for just 6 months, became an unlikely intermediary in the first weeks of the war. He's one of few Western leaders who got to meet with Putin. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.